You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Podcast script, the Adform Track Point Compromise. Single narrator, approximate 11 to 13 minutes spoken. Here's a scenario worth sitting with for a second. You're buying something online, or maybe sending crypto to a friend. You copy a wallet address from your own records. You paste it into the payment field, you double-check it looks right, and you hit send. Except the address that actually gets pasted isn't the one you copied. It's the attacker's. And the page you're looking at never told you anything happened, because nothing visibly did. That's the story we're digging into today. A real incident from late July 2026 involving one of Europe's bigger advertising technology companies, a company called Adform. Let's start with who Adform even is, because the why does this matter part of the story really depends on understanding their position in the ad tech ecosystem. Adform is a privately held company headquartered in Copenhagen, founded back in 2002. They describe themselves as a full-stack advertising platform, meaning they touch the demand side, the sell side, ad serving, and data management all under one roof. They're not a household name the way, say, a big search engine or social platform is, but within the ad tech industry they're a serious player, something like 1,800 direct customers according to their own annual report, offices in 24 countries, and this is the number that matters most for our story. Their tracking script shows up on somewhere between 14,200 and 14,600 websites, according to independent Technographic Research. That's roughly 30% of the demand-side platform category by site count, good for the number two spot in the market. Now, why does that gap between 1,800 customers and 14,000 plus sites matter? Because a single advertiser or agency account can run campaigns across dozens or hundreds of different publisher sites, sub-brands, and regional storefronts, and every one of those sites independently embeds the same tracking tag. So when we talk about the blast radius of this incident, the number that actually matters isn't the customer count, it's that much larger site count, because that's the rough universe of places where a visitor's browser could have loaded the compromised file. So here's what actually happened. Adform runs a JavaScript file called trackpointasync.js. It's their bread-and-butter tracking script, the thing that handles conversion tracking, cookie consent management, e-commerce order tracking, all the standard stuff a site owner installs once and mostly forgets about. Sometime around the 24th to 26th of July 2026, somebody modified that file on Adform's own infrastructure and appended two new blocks of malicious code to the end of it. Not a replacement, an addition. The original script kept working exactly as before, which is exactly the point. Nothing broke, nothing looked wrong, so nobody had a reason to go looking. What did those two new blocks actually do? Both of them were, at their core, hunting for cryptocurrency wallet addresses, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Tron formats specifically, using pattern matching that just checks whether a string looks like a valid address, not whether it's a real one anyone's actually using. The first block was a clipboard-focused piece of code. It watched for copy events on the page and periodically rescanned content for anything matching those address patterns, and when it found a match, it swapped in an address the attacker controlled instead. The second block was more invasive. It walked the entire page looking for wallet-shaped text anywhere in the content, and, this is the clever part, it also hooked directly into the code that handles form field input. So even if you typed an address by hand into a text box rather than pasting it, the substitution could still happen. It watched for copy, cut, paste, and regular typing events, and it even used a browser feature called a mutation observer to catch content that got added to the page dynamically after the fact. And to avoid tipping anyone off, after swapping the text, it would reposition your cursor back to where it should be, so there was no visual jump or glitch to notice. Here's the detail that a researcher named Kevin Beaumont, who publishes under the name Double Pulsar, flagged as the most dangerous part of the whole thing. This wasn't a one-shot swap. The script kept rescanning the page every few seconds. So if you happened to notice the pasted address looked wrong, deleted it, and pasted or retyped it again, thinking you'd caught the problem, it would just get swapped again on the next scan cycle. Beaumont put it simply, even if you notice it's wrong and try again, it keeps replacing it. That persistence is what turns a clever trick into a genuinely nasty piece of malware, because it defeats the most natural human response to noticing something's off. Both blocks also had a secondary function. They'd quietly send the hostname and page path of whatever site you were visiting back to a server the attacker controlled, essentially letting them track which sites were live and generating traffic through the compromised script. And both blocks obfuscated their sensitive strings, the replacement addresses, the tracking server's address, using a simple 6-byte XOR cipher. Now, if you're not familiar with that term, just think of it as a very basic scrambling technique. It's the kind of obfuscation that stops a simple text search from spotting the malicious content, but it's not sophisticated. Once a security researcher extracts the key, which apparently didn't take long, everything unscrambles instantly. And notably, the actual logic, the part that decides what to do, was never hidden at all. It sat there in plain, readable code the whole time. Which brings us to a genuinely striking fact. When researchers ran this captured file through VirusTotal, a service that checks files against roughly 60 antivirus engines, not one of them flagged it as malicious. 0 out of 61. That's not really a knock on antivirus software. These tools are built to catch binary malware and known bad file signatures, not to read through a legitimate-looking JavaScript tracking library line by line looking for clipboard manipulation logic buried at the bottom. It's a blind spot that this kind of attack is specifically well-suited to exploit. So how long was this actually running before anyone caught it? Based on archived copies of the script, it looks like the malicious version was live for roughly a week before it got removed. Adform says they detected it and pulled the malicious code on July 27th, notified their affected clients directly, and reported the incident to relevant authorities. Around that same time, a researcher named Max Moss captured a full copy of the compromised script and published it publicly so other analysts could pick it apart, and shortly after, Kevin Beaumont published his own technical write-up, which is really what brought this into the security community's attention broadly, since Adform itself hadn't made much of a public statement at that point. Mainstream tech and security press picked the story up within a few days after that. Now, to Adform's credit, once this became public, they did put out some guidance. They told people to clear their browser cache, because even after they fixed the file on their servers, anyone with a locally cached copy of the old, tampered version could keep running it until that cache cleared. And they told people, quite reasonably, to independently verify any cryptocurrency address before sending funds, character by character, ideally through some separate channel, rather than trusting whatever's sitting in a paste buffer or displayed on a page. Adform also stated that the malware wasn't designed to install persistent software on anyone's device. It only ran while a browser tab with the affected script was actually open. That's true as far as it goes, but it's worth noting they also said, in a fairly carefully worded statement, that their technical analysis indicated broader data transmission may have been possible, even though they'd found no evidence it actually happened. That's the kind of sentence that technically reassures you while also technically not ruling much out. Let's zoom out for a second, because this kind of attack, sometimes called clipper malware, since it clips and swaps clipboard content, isn't new as a technique. It's usually distributed as a standalone piece of software you'd have to be tricked into installing, often disguised as some kind of trading bot or crypto tool. There was a well-documented case earlier in the year involving a much more elaborate version of this same idea, a piece of malware that carried over 15,000 preloaded fake wallet addresses covering nearly 20 different cryptocurrency formats, spread through a fake reputation campaign with AI-generated YouTube videos and inflated engagement numbers to make sketchy tools look trustworthy. What makes the Adform case different, and honestly more concerning in a structural sense, is the delivery mechanism. Nobody had to be tricked into downloading anything. You just had to visit an ordinary website that happened to load Adform's tag, which describes an enormous number of completely unrelated websites with no connection to each other except sharing the same ad vendor. And that's really the bigger lesson underneath this whole story, separate from the specific crypto theft angle. Third-party scripts, ad tags, analytics tags, tracking pixels, typically run with exactly the same trust and privileges as a website's own first-party code. Same access to the page content, the cookies, the clipboard, form inputs, everything. When a site owner embeds one of these tags, they're not just trusting their own code anymore. They're trusting that vendor's entire infrastructure and build process, and that trust automatically extends to every single visitor. This isn't the first time this exact structural weakness has caused a major incident. There was a comparable case in 2024 involving a popular JavaScript utility library called polyfill.io, where a change in ownership of the hosting domain led to malicious redirects being pushed to over 100,000 websites. Different payload, same underlying lesson, a single upstream script, loaded without any integrity checking, can turn one vendor's bad day into a mass event across the entire web. Before we wrap up, it's worth being honest about what we still don't actually know here. Nobody has published a confirmed number of victims, or a confirmed dollar figure that was actually stolen. Every scale number in this story describes Adform's overall reach as a company, not a confirmed count of who was actually exposed during the live window. We don't know how the attackers actually got into Adform's build or delivery pipeline in the first place, whether it was stolen credentials, a compromised developer account, something in their CDN configuration. We simply don't have that information publicly. Nobody's attributed this to a specific group or individual. There's even a minor discrepancy in the secondary reporting about the exact discovery date. And critically, nobody has traced the attacker's wallet addresses on a public blockchain to actually confirm that stolen funds went anywhere. So treat everything here as the most complete picture available from public reporting and independent research right now, not a closed case. If there's one practical takeaway to leave with, it's this: if you're a website operator, understand that any third-party script you embed without some kind of integrity checking or sandboxing is running with your site's full trust. And if your site touches anything sensitive, like payment addresses, that's worth actively isolating. And if you're just a regular person sending cryptocurrency to someone, the boring, old advice turns out to be the advice that actually works here. Check the address by hand, through a second channel, every single time, because by design, this kind of malware is built to survive exactly the moment you think you've caught it. End of script.